Hey guys.
Yeah.
Let's do an intro.
Check.
All right, fucking A.
Here we Welcome are, to our show. This one's going to be really good. Here we go.
Hang on.
Wow. It's awesome already. So I thought a really interesting and effective superhero would be Hypoglycemia Girl. If she doesn't get enough calories, she just goes fucking mental.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that really exists.
And you don't want to fucking mess with her.
It's kind of a reverse Popeye.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, she's got... Yeah, exactly.
So if she starves herself, she's fucking...
So it's not very instant, is it?
Well, maybe that's a weakness.
Oh, that guy's going to pay in about 4 hours.
It takes her a while. But Jesus Christ, don't mess with her when she's, like, short of chocolate. And I guess that could be the way to foil her, is just to throw food at her or something, and then run away.
This girl is just angry.
I tell you, man.
Hey, let's do the true test of superpowers. How would she stand up versus a gorilla that's flinging shit?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Well, I mean, just how mental does this girl get? Could she actually...
She's fucking nasty, man. Maybe the gorilla or girl who threw shit at her could like, physically beat her, but I don't think he'd want to mess with her. I think he'd be a little frightened.
The gorilla would just go, fuck, I don't think I want to mess with this girl.
Exactly, yeah.
Wow, this is like a good trouble. Superpower.
Hmm. Yeah, I tell you. I think it's impressive.
And this happens when she's deprived of food. Is that what you're saying?
That's right.
So what would her name be?
Hypoglycemia Girl.
Hypoglycemia Girl. Okay.
I think that's catchy.
It's got a certain ring to it.
A certain je ne sais quoi.
I was just going to say that, in fact.
Wow. That's
it's got
weird.
A certain soup du jour about it.
All right, this is our mail segment. It's called Punch Us in the Mail Sack.
Ow!
Here, we got an email from MASH. Yeah, he said, O men of the mask, just to let you know, you have been added to my list of podcasts for healthy ears. Watch toshine.net for the listing and my review. Keep up the BS. MASH.
Does he have a list of podcasts for diseased ears?
He didn't mention... Well, we're not on that list. Or we received no notification of being on that list.
Because that would be cool.
So his email was just to let us know that we were part of a bunch of other podcasts. It wasn't actually about the show.
Well, the problem is I went to his website. There's nothing there.
Oh.
But he might have a list.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, maybe he has his own personal list.
We need to start...
Don't fuck him.
We need to start responding to these people with angry emails.
Why are you fucking anyway? This guy? I think you need to let out some of that aggression, hypoglycemia dude.
Well, this is how I intend to do it, writing angry emails back to our fans, telling them to go fuck themselves.
Brilliant.
Yeah, great. Yeah, see, in fairness, in his email, he said, watch for. So, like, he didn't say, it's already up there and you should go check it out. He said, hang out for a while, wait a bit, let your ears heal, and then you'll be on the healthy ear list thing.
That's right. Just keep his web page up and watch it until you see it change.
Yeah.
All right. I'll give this fucker one chance.
We'll check it next week.
I may give it a week.
Hey, what's that smell? Oh, it's inventions and shit. Thank you.
inventions and shit.
What I think is a bad invention is a round ball candle. Have you seen those?
Like a sphere?
It's a sphere candle.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Is there a flat bit on the bottom?
A little bit.
Hardly.
Fine. What are you doing knocking over candles anyway? A little bit of flat bit should be plenty.
You could sneeze and a round candle would light your house on fire.
It's true.
You don't think the sneeze would put it out?
Exactly.
No. He's talking about if you sneeze right on the wick. If you sneeze on the bottom of the candle, it'll roll.
Why are you aiming your sneezes?
Yeah, that's a pretty accurate sneeze right there.
It's a stupid idea. Whoever invented the round candle should be shot.
Wow. Or they should have to light a whole bunch of round candles in their house.
I bet they do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they probably do.
But it seems like a bad idea. If you knock over a regular candle, you know, it just falls. It doesn't roll away while it's on fire.
Right. Oh, a round candle could essentially light fires in several places.
Exactly.
That's total horseshit.
No.
But you know, most...
If it's dry, horseshit.
Most candles are kind of cylindrical, though. So if you knock it onto its side, a lot of candles could roll.
But they'd roll, but the flame still isn't touching the ground.
Well, so you think that a round candle would light the ground on fire?
What are you, living in a gas house? What the fuck? This isn't going to... If a sphere is rolling along the ground, it's not going to light multiple fires unless your carpet is made of fucking fire starter.
For the record, I do not live in a gas house.
Yeah, I don't understand what the round candle is going to light on fire that the cylindrical one wouldn't. Like the actual carpet?
Well, a cylindrical candle, the wick, has no way of touching the carpet.
But it has a way of touching a lot of other things that would be close, like curtains or...
Right. Right, if a cylindrical candle was knocked over and then kicked to roll up against the curtain, then it may start a fire.
But it could, well, maybe it ends up, maybe it just falls next to a curtain. I guess what I'm thinking is, if the spherical one rolls over onto its wick, it's probably just going to go out anyways.
Exactly.
No.
No, it's going to light the
whole thing. He just did an experiment.
It's on fire. It's going to roll over and over.
Here's the thing. You don't need to make two motions in knocking over a spherical candle. It's one bump, and it's over.
You don't need to with a cylindrical one either if it falls near something that's flammable.
Or if your floor is, like, on an angle.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But a cylindrical candle to fall against, like, a flammable curtain... It would have to have been right beside the flammable curtain in its initial sitting.
Fairly close, yes.
Yeah.
Which is probably where you put a candle, because it's got to be...
Unless it's at the end of a slanted floor.
Right, if you're living on your driveway, and you put curtains to block yourself off from the sidewalk, and you light a candle at the top of your driveway, and then bump it before you fall asleep, and it rolls down into your curtain...
Then yes, you're
that
fucked.
Could be a problem.
Then you're fucked.
So, if you want to learn more about the podcast and download episodes and that sort of thing, you can go to limitedappeal.net, and that's our website. You can subscribe to our podcast via iTunes, and please vote for us at Podcast Alley.
Fuck you guys. I'm out of here. This show is over.
Well, fuck you guys. I'm out of here, too.
In case you were expecting even a little something, this is really what you get.
Yeah, we thought we set the bar a little too high last time.
All right. Fuck you guys. I'm out of here.
Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you both. I'm done.